The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
My name is Maggie. I was a dude in Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 469 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on today's episode is Chris Eliopoulos and Michelle Scribner-McLean. And yes, this is the third and final installment of our comprehensive review of Beauty and the Beast. In our last episode, I was just about to talk about the turning of the Gaston character, and we'll pick it up right from there. So welcome and listen. There's a certain point where Gaston is in the tavern. Maurice comes in, says he's a beast, he's got Belle, blah, blah, blah. So Gaston wants to be the hero, and he takes Maurice out, and they can't find the castle. So he decides to tie Maurice up, put him at the base of a tree, and let the wolves come after him. Then he gets saved by someone, and I won't say who. I really don't want to spoil that. And he's brought back, and so he's in the tavern talking to everyone, and Gaston comes in, and they're saying, Gaston, how could you do that to Maurice? And Gaston said, he's lying. And at one point, he strikes Maurice. And at that point, there's no more laughing at Gaston. At that point, he's the real villain. He is, you know, capital V is on his forehead, and that's it. But that's a real important turning point in the movie that we really didn't see in the animated film. It's right around the time he wants to lock him up in the insane asylum. So
It's an interesting thing. Because, yeah, he almost comes across, I mean, in the animated movie, and up until he stabs the beast, he's just a sort of cookie cutter goofy bad guy, and then we makes that turn at that moment. He becomes really evil. So you're saying he becomes evil even earlier?
Yeah, he's it's at that point that he starts singing, you know, kill the beast, you know, and all that particular number, and it gets to be you know, the mob scene, and that's when everything picks up, and we're trying to figure out how Maurice is going to escape and Belle's going to get back to the beast and how the fight scene's going to be. And it's really well done how the castle inhabitants defend the castle. It's really interesting. And at that point too, Michelle, would you also say at that point that we begin to see some change in the LeFou character too?
Oh no, I think it happens before then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. I had a thought about Emma Watson, and this relates to Orlando. She is now, I can't think of any other, there must be some other character or actor who's represented both at Universal and at Walt Disney World.
Mm. Oh, that's true. Mm. Yeah, but her image won't be at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be somewhere, don't you think?
They don't have it on, like, cups and stuff like that?
Yeah.
For, like, you know.
I'll tell you, I was thinking late last night driving home that they could really put together a dark movie ride, at either the studios or the Magic Kingdom, where they could take you through this whole movie with the scenes and everything. And they don't. You know, you can walk through the
castle. Cost money, my friend. Cost money.
I know. But, you know, they'll wait till 5 years down the road and they'll say, hey, we should have done that. And just like they did with Frozen.
Yeah. No.
Why don't we
all right, so.
Go ahead,
what?
Chris.
Go ahead. You go.
No, I was going to say, what else do you have? There's one aspect of the movie that we haven't talked about.
Oh, What is that aspect?
Music. I don't think we talked about music.
Well, we talked about the songs last time a little bit in that you listened to them and Michelle wasn't as impressed. Did you? And we did discuss the fact that maybe after you saw the movie, you'd be a little bit more impressed with the songs. Is that what you felt like, Michelle? Or no?
I think it was pretty much what I expected. I did enjoy the bell song at the beginning, and I did enjoy Gaston, seeing it in context.
Mm-hmm.
But the other ones, Be Our Guest, it was kind of what I expected. I think I would go for the animated version better, and nothing with Celine Dion.
Mike?
For the record, Celine Dion did not sing during the movie.
No, she didn't, but she's part of the movie, right?
One of the things I was happy about was that they did include several of the musical pieces that were used in the Broadway version. So I was really happy with that. Mm. I think that song Evermore is a very good song. It's a new song. And there was another song about What Does the Day Bring or something like that. I thought they were all done really well. I think that the Entourage singing for the Gaston, for the Belle, and for the Be Our Guest songs were, I thought they were all done really well. A very, very talented group, so very good.
No Angela Lansbury?
No, I don't think so. No, it was
Emma Thompson. Good Angela Lansbury imitation, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very good. So finally, out of 5 glass enclosed roses, what would you give this movie, Michelle?
I would give it a 5 out of 5.
Really?
With 5 petals. Yes, I would see it again tonight if I could.
You just said the music was meh.
It was still wonderful. I mean, the music isn't the whole thing. I mean, it's great music. It's fun. I smiled at every musical scene. You know, is it as good as Hamilton? Maybe not, but it was very, very enjoyable.
So you leave no room for improvement, though. So Hamilton would have to be a 5, so they're equal.
All right, 4.75.
Okay.
I'm an easy grader.
I know, geez.
My grad students will tell you.
Go ahead, Mike. What do you got?
Well, I think that it's very hard to expect that you'd see a very, very well-done movie when it's been around since 1991 as an animated classic, and there's always that chance that it's going to fall short, but this one didn't. I think that the being true to the story and to filling in the gaps and to reducing those parts of the story that really didn't have to be too long, and developing the characters and doing a good job with the casting, and you know, supplementing the original musical score with some really good music. I think that it was all, you know, they hit everything out of the park. I think that as far as in my lifetime, this may be, with the exception of the Pirates of the Caribbean series, I think this is the best job they've ever done with a live action film. I think that there was...
What do you mean, Haunted Mansion you don't like?
Oh, come on, Eddie Murphy, man.
Yeah, I know. I think that there were a couple things, and if you guys get a chance to read about how they approached certain parts of the film, you'll understand. There was a lot of love put in this movie. There was a lot of there was a lot of things that were put into the film out of dedication or honoring people. One was Howard Ashman and a few others that they wanted to do something in certain people's honor. And this goes, Chris, with the Easter eggs and a few other things. And I think that says a lot about how Disney approaches their legacy and how they want to be loyal to those people who have done things in the past. So I think that it's a 5. It's a 5. Mm-hmm. Very big-time 5. Yep.
Look at you guys go.
Yeah, you didn't,
so basically,
you didn't
this is the
Mike
best
on
movie.
His lack of stellar enthusiasm of Emma Watson.
I know, but I will say this: Mike is like this is his.
This is his wheelhouse.
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, you're not gonna. I mean, unless they really screwed this one up. I mean, he was going to give it a 5, probably just because of the fact that he's so in love with Belle.
Her portrayal of Belle was good enough in my eyes to not impact my rating of 5.
Yeah, but you know, when you think about though, a 5 is, you know, The Godfather Part 2, and you're saying this is as good as that?
Yeah, because...
Yeah?
I'll tell you why. Yeah, because...
Citizen Kane and Beauty and the Beast go together?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, well, you get different genres, number one. Number two, there was a challenge here that had to be met, and that challenge was how to measure up to the original animated film, not screw up, not disappoint anyone. And if you read Facebook posts, if you talk to those people who have seen the movie, nobody's disappointed. They're making, you know, they're hitting on all cylinders. It's 100%. So, you know, and I can tell you that when The Godfather first came out back in 1972, I read the hardcover and everything. There were people saying, gee, why did they do this or why didn't they do that? You're not hearing that. So they really, really did a good job.
All I'm going to say is I thought my rant on the last show was going to get messages. I think you comparing The Godfather 2 to Beauty and the Beast is going to get you some calls. And if you don't get some calls, then I call foul on all of our listeners for not being movie fans. Citizen Kane and Beauty and the Beast, all in the same – oh, boy. I don't know, man. You should be scoring things for Netflix, because like if you go on Netflix, every movie is like a 4.5.
Well, no, if it wasn't a 4.5, it wouldn't be on Netflix, right?
No, I know. You're allowed to give the numbers that you feel for you. I will not say.
My goodness.
No. Look, I'm all for it.
You can go to the theater, Chris.
I know. I don't go out to the movies anymore.
Let me just say one
thing. You know why?
What?
There's people there.
Yeah. You may not have been singing that song you just sang had you been there to see the movie. Once you see the movie, you'll say, well, you know. Yeah, you know, Citizen Kane and The Godfather, those are two areas where, and Michelle and I have had this discussion, where you've got a special kind of movie. It's a different kind of topic. It's not fantasy. And that's why it's sometimes very difficult for a fantasy film to win Best Picture. It's usually, especially these days with the social consciousness of the voters, they're looking for something that's going to have social commentary on today's society or whatever. That's the best film. That's why Moonlight won. That's why La La Land didn't win. I don't expect this to win Best Picture, but it should get a nomination, and it should win.
For what?
It should get a nomination for Best Picture. It should get nomination for Best Score. It should get nomination for Best Setting. And also
is that a new category?
Whatever that is, screen, the areas, the stage,
production design.
Well, production design. I mean, like the what do you call it? The backgrounds and everything, and
that's production design.
Yeah, there's also again another Easter egg thing. There's a little bit of a tribute to several musicals that I read about, and then I thought about what happened, and I said, oh, yeah, like even The Sound of Music.
Yes, yeah, there was a Sound of
there's
Music.
There's a Sound of Music thing.
And she
and
goes, has her Hills Are Alive moment.
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of things like that. So what I'm saying, Chris, is that there's a whole bunch of stuff in here that they were able to fit in that they didn't fit in with Citizen Kane, because it was just a plain movie, and The Godfather. But I'm saying, so they had a lot of challenges to deal with. So So I think that... I think that's important to note. But again, I don't think that it'll win Best Picture. It should get nominated. I do think that Josh Gad should get a nomination
for Best Supporting Character.
And maybe who played Gaston again?
Luke Evans
should. I don't think that Dan Stevens or Emma Watson or Kevin Kline were that... Well, not outstanding, but were worthy of that, and only because I think they had to be very careful how they did their characters, whereas there's more animated characteristics in the Gaston character and the LeFou character. And I think that that's what's going to stand out in everybody's mind. So, yeah.
Okay. So all in all, obviously you love the movie, and you will probably go see it 3 more times before it comes out of theaters?
I don't know. If we get a chance, we'll see.
I'm going to go see Get Out again first. Mm-hmm. I have to see that one again. But yes, I'll definitely see it again.
Okay.
But I'm always at the movies.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, well done. Thank you for sharing your thoughts on this
Thank
movie.
You. Will you buy it when it comes out?
Probably. Yeah, I don't go to movies in the theater anymore just because I can't stand it, period. I like watching movies in my own time and in my own space, and I don't always watch a movie through. Like, I'll watch it, turn it off, go do a thing, come back to it. So, you know, there's certain movies I will buy, certain movies I will rent. Based on your recommendation, I may actually buy this one.
I'm guessing it might be available by Labor Day. I'm guessing.
Yeah. I mean, they're coming out faster and faster these days, so I don't see why they wouldn't. Especially Disney's been pushing their movies out. So, I'll look forward to it.
There's one more thing before we go. One more thing that I noticed that...
this is a two-part episode, right?
Yeah, this is definitely... This has been a two-part episode, if not a three-part
episode. Does that have anything to do with Nanu Nanu, or is it just...
No, but in the animated film... Do you remember in the animated film during the Belle song, she's going to the bookstore? There's a bookstore in the animated film. There is no bookstore. It's a lending library in a church, I think, in the live action. So here's the interesting thing. In the original movie, they're all making fun of her because she's reading books. Then why the heck do they have a bookstore in that village if everybody's against reading? It didn't make sense. That's why this movie makes so much more sense than the animated film, because it seems like there was more thought put into this, and that's why it works.
So, like, the anime movie was a first draft. This is the finished product.
Yeah, it's a first draft that probably was not given the review and scrutiny that it should have been given before it went to press, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, that's what they say a lot about animated films. That's why they get kind of a bad rap, is that they are considered lesser, so they aren't scrutinized as much. So
superficial, maybe.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, thanks for all the fun stuff.
Thank you, Anderson. Cooper.
This has been 360.
So why don't you take us out?
Oh, I have to take us out?
You take
all
us
right.
out.
All right. On behalf of Michelle Scribner, Mac Lane, and Michael Scopa, I'm Chris Eliopoulos saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks and maybe at the theater, but not me.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.